Wait, what kind of sandwich was it that you were making? A mayonnaise?
With sea salt.
We weren't even making a sandwich.
Sea salt sandwich?
I was eating chips.
You're really...
That's a good time to start it. Hey, everybody.
Really looking way too much into this song.
Madness. Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 17. Let's go around the room, starting with... You're on the one end, Mark. Who are you, Mark?
I'm Mark.
I'm Tins.
I'm Chris.
I'm LP.
I'm Keith.
Whoop, I'm Castelvi.
I'm Cloud.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Nick.
It's Brian.
And Scott.
So first of all, let us welcome Lisa Cloud Ritterelli to the podcast.
Welcome back, you mean, because she was on an earlier podcast.
Yeah, she did an improvised podcast.
Oh, she did.
One of our first ones.
Yeah, one of our nefarious podcasts.
Welcome back.
Well, can we give a hip hip hooray for her anyway?
Just one?
Let's just do one.
Full hip hip hooray.
Let's do one and see where it goes.
Okay.
Hip hip
hooray!
Hip hip
hooray!
Hip hip
hooray!
We got three. That's awesome.
We have to do three.
It just feels wrong with one.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Mark, look at that mailbag.
Yeah.
It's like it's full to the brim with email.
Okay.
Can I have a chip?
Yeah. Let me just open this letter here.
What does it say?
What read the letter?
Why do you know what the question is?
Oh, no. It looked like it was from Todd.
We're such tremendous frauds.
Mark's like that comic book character that can figure things out by taste.
Chew.
That's it.
Yeah. It's
Mark's like Chew, but
he's a simopath.
But he reads by eating letters instead of... Which is really bad if you ever need to reread something.
So what's the question, Mark?
God, really salty question.
You don't need to pantomime reading the bag of the chip bag.
Yeah, no one can read it. You can see us, dude.
No one can see that. You don't need to pretend to read the chip bag. It's okay.
It's for our benefit, dude.
It makes me feel like this
he's
is real.
Committed.
Maybe he's just going to read ingredients.
Well, the question this week was from a Mr. Stephen Hawking.
Oh wow. Yeah. Where's he from? Did he give an address?
Where's he? Oxford, England?
Oh, is that where he teaches?
Or is it Cambridge?
It's Cambridge.
Know.
I'm pretty sure it's Cambridge.
Had you not digested it's written, that, it's written on his from. Chip bag. Just read what he wrote on the fucking El Milagro chip bag.
Stephen Hawking writes, I'm not going to imitate his voice.
Oh, damn it.
That's because that's not how he writes.
He writes, hey guys, I've been listening to your podcast, and it made me think, have you ever noticed that space is, like, really big?
Wait.
Hey guys, I've been listening to your podcast, and it makes me think, have you guys ever thought that space is really big?
Like really big. I have thought of that.
I like to imagine Stephen just doesn't know anything about space.
No, maybe this is a different Stephen Hawking.
Actually, I think what Mr. Hawking, he's dumbing it down.
Oh, okay.
He's dumbing it down, which, you know, is sweet of him.
Just for us.
But Stephen Hawking has said in the past couple weeks that it's very likely that there is intelligent life or aliens. Mathematically, there has to be aliens out there in the universe. Mm-hmm. And if they're intelligent, our best bet is to stay away from them so they don't ravage all our resources and destroy us and move on like humans do.
Like Independence Day?
Dr.
Yeah, like when humans... Yeah, state? Exactly.
Or like Mars Attacks.
More like Mars Attack. You're right, I'm sorry.
Like what we do to them.
Yeah.
How do we know that?
All good movies. All good movies.
They could be friendly aliens.
Yeah, like
E.T. Was probably friendly. Not.
Probably
aliens would have a lot more to gain from taking everything we have than like hanging out with us.
What about like the Vulcans in like Star Trek? Specifically,
first
one of the like in First Contact,
that's on Netflix.
where they wait, you know, to see a warp signature.
I think I was reading somewhere that the likelihood of aliens is one extreme, but then accepting that aliens do exist, the likelihood of them being humanoid is astronomical. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just no way that they could ever have. like just the kind of blood and warm-bloodedness and hair like humans would, and it's just
But
they're more likely they would be like either silicon based, like they look like something we've never even seen, like fucking bugs or shit, like fucking aliens from like, Aliens.
We could imagine
like Men in Black.
Will Smith. Probably more likely is Men in Black.
I think the argument is that if we're one planet around one star in our solar system, and there's literally an infinite number of stars out there, all with planets around them, there's got to be, we can't be the only planet with life on it, and we also can't be the only one who is able to evolve, who is able to think critically, and so on and so forth. If we were able to do it with all the, you know, billions upon trillions of planets there are out there in the universe, someone else had to be able to do it too.
Yeah, but the thing is that coming to our, having the know-how to travel through space and come find us is just so unlikely.
Well, you think you're so smart, Castelvi? Is that it?
I do.
Well, I agree with Castelvi.
And also be as evolved as, like, in the same type of cycle as we're in.
Yeah, like, that was
as
just
evolved
about to say,
at the same
they
time.
Might be in their amoeba stage.
Yeah, or maybe they were, you know, like us billions of years
long,
ago.
Long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Perhaps, exactly.
No.
But then got, you know, distinct or extinct somehow.
Now, the dichotomy that's presented, or the struggle for me in this situation.
Yes, Professor B. Well.
Is, well, you look at it this way.
Okay.
So, say we get the capability to study other life forms in other galaxies.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's say we get that capability, or we can go to other solar systems. Okay. Then, what I ask is would you want to go out and explore those other things, or would you rather we take care of shit at home first?
Well, I think we need to.
And like for me, I'm always torn on space exploration because we gained so much from the space program, the United States in particular, in all sorts of different technological advances because of the need for those technologies based upon our space program. But we're taking back our space program right now, and a lot of people say, well, we should just focus on, you know, what's going on our planet. We barely know what's in our oceans and what's further.
NASA technology helps. I mean, a lot of the technology that our space program develops, though, goes towards different technologies in the military, different environmental technologies. The stuff we're developing for space actually helps us out here.
So, yeah, I know. So the question is so how far do you want
to
go?
We just got to get off one... A bunch of people need to get off this planet and go on a different
planet.
We're going
to fuck
all
this planet up soon enough. We'll have to leave.
And an asteroid might fucking hit us and we'll be dead.
Well,
not
for a very, very, very long time.
Well, that would be
a
while.
It's not going to come... No, we do. Because we do know that.
Professor.
We can look at things. All we have tons and tons of telescopes.
Yeah, we are aware that it will be a while before that happens.
But... if any aliens came to Earth, the reason they would come to us, I imagine, would be the same reason we would go to any other planet.
To explore.
To party.
Not as much to explore, but to move in. Because we're going to leave when Earth is done.
Yeah.
Or there's a threat that Earth is done. Just like any other, if anyone was smart enough to leave, they probably don't really have any need to leave or any need to get smart enough to leave unless they're like, oh, fuck, Quebecaton, which is a French-speaking
future
planet in the future.
Yeah.
And they're going to go extinct, so they're going to look for something with similar resources. And if Earth does have similar resources, which banks on whether or not there are humanoid creatures out there that live in a similar... They're looking for an Earth-like planet, which is admittedly rare. They're just going to come in and want to live with us.
So
we don't have much room for them unless they want to live in the ocean.
Would you go?
Would I go if I was on Earth and like
someone said, hey Keith, you like the government said, Keith, we think we could use you. Would
your,
you go
your seed?
Would you go to this other galaxy and explore this other planet with a team of scientists, and you'd be like the, you know, cultural analyst or whatever?
Keep in mind here that even with technology that's decades, probably centuries away, this journey itself is likely going to take about 40 years.
You won't
actually. I
more
watched
than that, dude. More
I watched
than
the Stephen Hawking thing, and the closest planet they found that's similar to Earth in any regards that we could feasibly go to, that they found so far, would take about 100 years going as close to light speed as we could to get to.
Fuck!
Which means
say they put you in suspended animation, like Lost in Space.
Or not they put a bunch of people on this ship with the intention of these humans continue having the third generation of humans actually being the ones that land, populate.
I ain't getting
that
on
planet.
No ship if I don't get to get off of it.
But you get to mate, baby. You get to make babies.
Oh, yeah.
Would you stay?
I feel like I might be able to do that on Earth.
Would you stay on this other planet, or would you go in search of resources?
I would never make it.
I would go.
I would go. I would go for the adventure of, you know, existing off of a planet. I think that's pretty remarkable. But there's nowhere I could go. I mean, even the trip to Mars, which they think we'll colonize at some point, because we can at least it has a vague atmosphere, and we can maybe help
terraform
this atmosphere
it.
And
terraform the shit
and,
out
like,
of it,
build domes to live in, and maybe I would go to Mars. Sure, I'd be cool.
How long does that even take to get to Mars, though? Does anybody have any
idea?
20.
A few months. Okay. It's not like your muscles would totally atrophy and you'd be a useless.
It might, because the gravity in Mars is less.
It's low too, so you can never return to Earth if you wanted to live there for a while.
So yeah. Would you do a show on Mars?
Because the gravity's so different, Lauren, that living there, your muscles would go back so far because you don't need to use your muscles as much because there's such a different gravity that if you came back to Earth, you'd just be puny.
Unless somebody designs a system of space exercise machines.
Get your booty in shape.
So would you
get the Tins Flex?
Would you do a show?
Oh, on Mars?
Yeah. Would you do a two month run?
Is it long enough to fuck? Now, if there's Tins Flex, around, then yeah, I'll do it.
See, I think like we could talk about how like. Of course, yeah, there's no oxygen, the temperature's all wrong, and your muscles would go to hell. But when I think about going out to outer space, I don't think, like, my muscles... I like the romanticize, like, let's go green women, you know, everywhere.
There's no green women, and I like my muscles.
Let's go explore. Let's get new spices. What if they got spices
on
other
planets? It's a race baron!
Oh, man, but what if they had some kick-ass spices?
We don't know that.
Dirt up this fucking sandwich.
There are trillions of planets.
I do love spices.
Yeah. What if they've got something better than cinnamon?
Can you imagine?
It'd be worth the billions and billions of dollars, lives lost in trading.
I brought back this pile of stuff.
You put it in pancakes?
I call it better than cinnamon.
It's a little bit better than cinnamon.
You open up a restaurant.
I feel like Chris is harkening back to an earlier day when we'd sail. You know, continents away just to bring back spices.
A lot of people died trying to get
Well,
salt.
That's because their travel time took hundreds of years and their muscles were all atrophied by the time they got to the new
but
world.
But at the time, it seemed like it was worlds away.
Ooh.
That was a metaphor.
Or that they would fall at the end of the earth.
Which often
literally is way bigger than worlds away.
Here's something
I'm
interesting.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Everybody's paying attention to Scott.
Yeah.
Hi. I actually just read this today. Are you guys familiar with the Voyager program?
Star Trek Voyager?
Yeah, the thing in the 70s. It's a real space program.
Oh, it's still working, right?
It is still working.
Explain.
NASA, in I want to say 77, launched two deep space probes called the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. And their goal is just to launch into fucking space, and they just go and send data back. You know, I don't know what they're collecting exactly.
It was only supposed to work for like 10 years or something.
Like pictures,
right?
Oh, no,
it's still going.
I know it is, but it was only supposed to go.
Oh, I don't know about that, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's taking pictures even. Regardless.
What's the point then?
It's sending out garbage into the universe? It could be taking information about temperatures, gamma rays, x-rays, all that crap. Anyways, along with each Voyager, they encoded on a hard disk 55 different languages greetings, just in case it ever happened to come upon some sort of intelligent life.
In 55 Earth languages?
Yeah. Which, again, is like, really, all right.
Well, you don't know, they'll
cover their bases.
It's possible that whatever world it ends up on could get radio waves or something from one of the other, or television waves.
And
they would hear an Earth language.
Yeah, I guess at that point, the Voyager could be used as like a space Rosetta Stone.
Episode 55. It's not that out there.
Thought it would be more. They figured out that it would be easier to just send like mathematical, like just sounds. I thought that they were just sending sounds out there, like from the movie Contact. Or is it First Contact, which is the one with Charlie Sheen?
We send a whole bunch of stupid shit into outer space all the time, man. I wouldn't be surprised if we did both. We send animals just up there to die. This is an experiment about how quickly horses die in space. They'll do monkeys or dogs.
But mostly horses.
Well, they're the most humanoid of all.
Looking in the window with a horse skeleton just floating in there.
Our podcast listeners at this point have to be questioning the use of the phrase horse skeleton in nearly every episode.
It's one of our main tags at this point.
So anyway.
It's like the second time.
So the Voyagers were sent out with these greetings in 55 languages and just some music. And they've been sending data back, and I don't know anything about the music. That's irrelevant to the story. They've been sending data back since the 70s. And Voyager 1, which was launched in 1977 and is now, I think it said, 10.6 billion miles away from Earth, a month ago stopped transmitting data in the fashion it was programmed to do and started transmitting data in some different encoding that NASA can't figure out and doesn't know what it is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
It's all happening.
And the way the article I read made it sound like was that if someone took this and reprogrammed it to send back this data in some other format that we as NASA engineers can't figure out.
We should send another Voyager.
Like to think happened is that some intelligent being out there found this thing and was like, look at this piece of shit. Figured out what it's doing and is sending back, like, alien porn, maybe?
Fuck with these guys a little bit.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Put your slurv in my Marfar.
I know some things about the Voyager. I know that it's very unlikely anything ever would get it and reprogram it because it's traveling at a ridiculous speed. And it's because what it does is it hugs planets and uses their gravitational pull to get it faster.
It's like slingshot.
Actually almost perpetually going faster and faster and faster and faster.
Sure.
Once aliens come out into the mix, it doesn't matter.
The rules are
like magic. It's like, oh, there's magic. Doesn't matter.
Are you saying NASA would?
They do it magic.
They play by different rules, the space people.
That's right.
I mean, would NASA be able to stop it? Like, if we saw something like that?
No, we don't have the technology
to stop something that fast.
We don't have the technology. We can't stop it. Won't stop.
Can't be done.
So that freaks me out because when I was little.
So that freaks me out.
Wait.
Because when you were little.
I was abducted for real.
Scared of aliens too?
Yes.
Really scared of aliens.
Exactly, Cloud. Oh my god.
What have we done?
I always thought there was one hiding in my closet. So
Like in ET because they put him in the closet.
Movie scared the fuck out of me.
What the fuck is that?
I heard this story when I was little and it freaked me out.
True story.
It was like sleepover, second grade or something, and all the girls were talking, you know, whatever. They told about how somebody they knew got abducted or whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. and that the aliens would come down. Now get this. The aliens would come down.
Wouldn't you?
Cut off my ear.
What?
Hold on. And then, like, leave you or whatever. Like, wanted to test the ear, right? So I slept for years.
Wait, in a row?
With blanket. Over my ear. Swear to God.
God bless it, Lauren.
You're out of your mind.
You know, your friend's very credible.
Lauren, I gotta say, that's really selfish.
What?
wait, I wanna see what Brian's going with this.
It's also stupid.
That sounds like something I would say.
That's really selfish. How could you think that aliens would come millions of miles
to just
come light to years, Earth, dude. Light years.
Yeah, light years.
I was like
to,
8.
To come to Earth to see you. And not talk to you, not experiment on you, just cut off your fucking ear.
No, I thought it was like a random chance of who they would pick.
Like
they just go into a house,
they take
whoever, like, they saw, and
just
cut
be
off
like,
their
oh,
ear.
Like they roll a 6 billion sided die.
No, like wherever their UFO
launch
landed.
The die.
She has a blanket over her ears.
Retreat!
Possibly retreat. Get that off.
Re-roll the die!
Roll the die! Voyager 1!
Perfect. Sleeping on his side.
No, I used to have a TV show that would interview people that would claim that they got abducted.
Yeah.
So insane people.
It's gotta be
they're
like,
all
oh,
rednecks, dude.
My gym teacher, he looked, he was, his name, let's just call him B. We called him B, Mr. B. He
Belvedere?
Honestly believed that he saw a UFO. He brought us, because we were in the weight, we had the weightlifting class, and he was going around, he would tell us our weightlifting tips and stuff about our diet and everything, and then he goes, I want to show you guys a picture. And he took it was just a grainy picture of his front yard. He saw something in the sky and believed that it was a UFO.
Oh, boy.
And would talk about it with his students. He was convinced he saw a UFO. And I'm not sure if he thought he'd ever made contact with aliens. But I guess he believed they had their eye on his house for whatever reason.
Can That's I say funny. Something about that?
Of course you can.
I want to say something about people like that who claim, who are just so sure about something that's ridiculous. Me and LP used to watch, and we don't watch anymore, this show
Monster
called
Quest.
Monster Quest.
Oh, Monster
and,
Quest
which
is fucking nuts.
A great show.
It's
so
about
good.
Here. We're talking about Shape Shift.
Oh, we're talking about Shape. I'll tell that story in a sec. but we were watching an episode called, I think it was Big Cats in the City or the Suburbs. And it was all taking place off of apparently there was like a cougar in the city of Chicago like a year or so ago.
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And but anyway, they were interviewing, so they were just interviewing people who say that they've seen like giant, large cats in the suburbs or in urban areas. And so this old lady, she's like from Tennessee or Kentucky or somewhere in the south, and she's like, yeah, I saw this this cat. It was huge. I took a picture of it, and it's like this picture, it's kind of grainy, and it's in the distance, and it looks like a big cat. And it's like, I swear, it was a giant cat. It was huge. It was 12 feet long if it was a foot. And so then they go, and then they're like just like they split screen, or they slash to the next scene, which is of like a cat, like a zoologist who specializes in cats. And then he looks at the picture, and he's like, yeah, that's just a cat.
Yeah, it is. I've seen that exact thing.
It's like,
just a cat.
Yeah, I can
and
tell.
It's not just
it's like,
one of them. It's like no, three experts. They're like, yeah, that's just a cat.
There's just no way.
On the
just
flip
the skeleton
side,
alone, it's a cat.
On the flip side, there are people who, and they have their own radio show. Yeah, exactly. You can. There are people who claim to be experts in the paranormal, experts on aliens and alien life forms. I don't. Does anyone have any idea how these people get to call themselves experts?
Well, same
because you
study?
Can't tell them that they're not.
Yeah,
experts.
same thing with cryptozoologists. They're under the impression, rather than what science tells us, which is you need evidence in order to prove anything. They completely throw that out the window and go with the exact opposite belief in that we can make up any shit we want, and you cannot possibly prove us wrong. Therefore, we are right.
Yeah,
it's.
Wait, but what if
I
you prove
I live by
them
that
wrong?
Principle all the time. Yeah.
What if you prove them
you
wrong?
Can't,
you can't, because
they
set
it up like,
so
you can't.
So
like,
many
no,
that we
Plorman,
can't
the,
no amount of reason or logic or proof can ever
it's like with
wrong.
The Loch Ness Monster. They're saying, like, we know the Loch Ness Monster exists because of this, like, terribly minor evidence that we're kind of spinning to our purpose.
Okay.
The only way to prove them wrong would to be to prove definitively that there has... Like, to scour the earth and say there's no Loch Ness Monster, to which they'll just reply, well, I guess you're not looking hard enough because he's there.
Yeah.
God!
And they're all from Wisconsin.
That's the mark of a crazy person. They can't... You can show him all the evidence in the world, and you'll never prove it to him. It's like anyone who still wants to see Obama's birth certificate. Yeah. We've all seen the birth certificate. There's no way to prove to them that he's an American citizen.
Have you ever
seen the proof they don't care?
And this was Chris Bogue's politics moment.
That's got to happen every podcast.
I'll sneak one in.
Sneak one in, Chris.
I've known people whose opinions I greatly respect and who are usually logical. I had a roommate for 2 years. He was a wonderful guy, very
smart. Is this
smart.
Nick? No, he's right here. No.
Yeah, dude, if it's Makula, it's fine.
If it's Makula.
It's not Makula.
We're not going to be
I can talk
guy.
About how Makula
but
is
he was talking about. He was telling me when he's like, oh, yeah, I know UFOs are real. It's like, oh, okay.
Can you give something that this person's name rhymes with so I know who you're talking about?
Flosh?
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, but he's literally, I greatly respect, you know, him and his opinion. And he just one day was talking about how he said, I was in the car with my mom, and we were driving, and she was like, hey, look over there. And we did, and we pulled over, and it was just like a green disc that was glowing and floating in the air. And we stared at it for
a frisbee.
Like 2 minutes.
Glow in the dark
frisbee.
Could
have been a satellite?
They said it was a little bit above the trees.
But you saw this?
No, I didn't see. This is what he said. He's like, I'm fully convinced that UFOs are real. He's like, I saw one. I saw one with my mom. We sat there. We talked about it. We drove off because it left, and we're like, oh, okay.
Conversely to my previous statement about how people are just crazy and you can't convince them, what a nightmare it would be if you did see it.
Yeah.
And, like, no one would believe
me. Yeah.
I wouldn't believe you.
I wouldn't believe me either.
I throw all you guys out on your ass. I'm like, no, that's not real.
I think of that all
dude,
the
I
time.
Can't convince people that's I made the same shot twice in beer pong.
That's what I call...
Bullshit. You didn't do that.
It's what I call Edgar's wife syndrome.
You put it in the podcast. Well done. Well done, Tins.
Got
that's
you.
Been got you.
Tins's reference to Men in Black.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
we'll be hard-pressed to fit all these in the next week.
It's the same. I always get into an argument with someone I know about the moon landing. Nothing can convince. We're talking about going into outer space. There are people who believe we've never been to the moon once.
Yeah. Well, some dude was confident enough in his beliefs to tell that to Buzz Aldrin's face.
It got punched in the fucking face.
Buzz Aldrin's been on like everything recently.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin. The guy came up. He saw Buzz Aldrin. He's like written pamphlets and stuff about the moon landing being fake, and he came up to him out in public and called him like a liar and a coward and a traitor. And Buzz just fucking punched him out. And the guy sued Buzz Aldrin, and the judge ruled that if you provoke someone, if you come up to an American hero and provoke him like that, them's fighting words.
Yeah.
You threaten, like, he can totally punch you in the face.
That's awesome.
That's in the moon landing episode.
Yeah.
And they tore the shit out of anyone who's like, this didn't happen.
They totally did.
It was great.
Man,
yeah.
I never saw that.
That's a good one.
It was good. Because there's four or five huge theories that moon conspiracists rely on, and they took each one of them and...
Yeah,
did a whole experiment.
You think that the Mythbusters knew what they were doing and were right?
No, I don't think so.
This is like the third or fourth Octavarius podcast where we talk about Mythbusters. We really got a boner for the Mythbusters. Guys.
Well,
and the nice thing
about say
them
some
is...
are biased.
Oh, snap.
Oh,
count
man.
It.
Caselli, don't get me fucking started with the amount of people.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, it's time for B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies.
First of all, in this moment for the ladies, I want to thank Emily Bowling for writing in with information about elephants and mice. But what I really want to do for this moment for the ladies right now is just listen a little bit. How's it going, Lauren and Lisa?
It's going pretty fine.
It's going
pretty awesome.
What's that like with all this alien stuff from another planet?
It's pretty tripped out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Kind of gets me a little frightened.
I'm actually a little on the fence about it, because you know, growing up, I was like, they're totally real, but now science and all that is telling me I'm wrong.
Wow. That was really great.
This has been Biwo Does Something for the Ladies.
He didn't do anything.
I can see two very satisfied ladies in this movie.
So satisfying.
Gosh, I really hope that the rest of us would have just left during that. Estelle, Chris, LP, Vince, Mark,
everyone just
everybody just left.
Say we had it. We've had it. This is done.
I just something for the ladies. I just listened for a little bit.
Thanks for listening. Bro.
Anytime. Oh, I take it back.
Thanks,
B-Wong.
We were dicks to make fun of you about that.
Yeah. We'll have to oppose it with, like, Makula's guy time.
Guy time! Who's Makula? Must we?
Can you do the Tim the Toolman's, like, arr. Wait, do it.
What?
Arf. Hey, Twilight.
He had astronauts on Tool Time.
He did have astronauts on it.
More than once.
So what do we know about aliens?
Nothing.
except they probably exist in some capacity.
What does TV and movie tell us about it?
Well, actually,
now that we can handle.
I had a friend who was really cool into the X-Files when I was a kid, which I don't know. I didn't care for, but apparently there's like a lot of information. They're supposed to be like really short. They're supposed to be short as like three to 4 feet tall.
The grays are,
but they're
different races though. I spent a lot of time listening to this podcast called Mysterious Universe, which is basically like CNN but for news that's not real. it's like this Australian guy, and he's like, today there was an alien spotted in Sydney, and it's
he was at
the local bar.
He would go and interview people who have like stories of aliens and stuff, and like it was like close to the heart pieces, he would do. Like he was an actual reporter, and he'd be like, "No, go ahead and tell me, like, what happened?" And they'd be like, "Yeah, well, I saw a gray and blah blah blah, and I saw a chameleon alien too because they're fighting." And apparently,
I like to have pictures of some guy being like making it up as he goes along. Yeah. And then there was like a chameleon, and they were fighting. And
so most of the crackpot theories are of the grays and these lizard aliens, and they're fighting a war.
What's
here on Earth.
Wait, so this is like something that many, many people kind of believe in?
Yes.
Wait,
the grays and the
mean?
Lizards?
Yeah. And the lizards are supposed to be connected with the Scientologist aliens.
So would you go gray or would you be a lizard?
Well, the grays are evil and the lizards are good. They want to help humans and the grays just want to harvest them.
How do they know any of this?
Because this Australian dude on this podcast says so.
on their planet, the planet they're from, whenever one challenges another, them's fighting words, but they have to fight on other planets.
Yeah.
So they fly light years and light years away to have a small quarrel in front of an Australian.
3 o'clock. Be there.
Under the flag.
Oh, I'll fucking be on Earth at 3. Don't get me wrong.
It's like civilized otherwise.
If aliens are anything like they are in junior high, so one shows up for the fight, and then the other just never comes, but they're just here hanging out, not fighting us, just waiting to fight someone else.
That's looking at their space watches.
Fucking pussy. I knew he wouldn't show.
And then the other one will lie and say, "Oh, I was totally there." And then it comes up to us.
I thought we were supposed to fight on Quebecatron, not Earth.
Oh, you were at that flagpole? I was at the flagpole on the other continent.
Oh. I had my electronic beeper.
So the electronic beeper.
They use beeper.
Yeah, why not?
We've already progressed past the beeper
Nobody advanced the beeper. They didn't drop the beeper like us. They actually went beeper over cell phone. And they have the coolest fucking beepers out there.
Do they get sweet apps on their beepers?
Yeah.
Beeper apps.
Morse code is very significant. So now you can actually read people code.
Wow.
So, LP, The lizard aliens are associated with Scientologists?
Yes.
Like they're buddies?
Well, they're supposed to be the same aliens.
God damn it. Yeah. Can you imagine how shitty that would be if they're right?
Yeah. If you're a Scientologist, you believe in aliens.
Yeah.
You're telling me Tom Cruise is fucking right?
Can you, how shitty would that be?
Yeah, I mean...
How shitty? I don't want to live in the world where they're right.
You know, anything's possible.
Like, I know.
What if the craziest part, because that's the thing, like we said, if you saw an alien, you'd be fucked because no one would believe you. What if these crazy people are correct?
I just don't want the Scientologists to be right.
You know what's interesting? If we truly live in this tiny little bubble of a huge infinite universe where there's infinite planets that have infinite possibilities, that world exists somewhere.
That's true.
We're talking about the multiverse now.
That's like DC stuff right there.
I won't argue against the possibilities of a multiverse, but I'm just...
No one's saying it was not a multiverse.
Like Bizarro?
So if there is an infinite number of infinite worlds with infinite possibilities, there is, if we subscribe to that theory, then there is a planet that is exactly like Earth in every single way, except that Biwo only has one eyebrow.
Wait a minute.
Just as right.
A world where Biwo only has one eyebrow?
We better get out of here.
We still get the
lace.
It's awful.
Do you think there's like a space?
What a horrible place to live.
Yeah.
One eyebrow Biwo, man. Yeah. Biwo,
things are way. In an alternate universe, they actually do Todd Bebel's question of embarrassing thing instead of the space one.
Somewhere in the universe there's
we'll get to that one.
A space podcast of Octavarius, like the space improv team.
they're exactly the same, but they've got the word space before it.
Space of areas.
We've got a question today.
Give me that space guitar. Bathroom.
Our most known scientist, Heaven Stocking, wrote in today. He said, somewhere in the multiverse, there must be a group of improvisers.
Are you talking in the spooky voice of this universe, too?
I can't wait
to see the universe where Octavarius isn't us, but it's like old sweater guy, Stu 22, David Sauls, and...
Are you mentioning these people on the podcast?
David Sauls doesn't know who he is.
What?
What are you talking about?
Stu 22 is going to figure it out.
I don't even know what any of those are.
Oh, he's going to find out.
Oh, man.
They're just made up names.
Yeah, they're made up
names. David Sauls doesn't listen.
Just bleeped.
The guy's like,
no, I'm not bleeping this. I'm not doing any more work.
Jerry Parker is going to be so confused. I like the podcast, but then they get off on tangents about inside jokes and people that we don't know.
It's just a group of folks that ain't us. They'd be us.
So in my mind, that'd be weird.
That's a weird universe.
In my mind, I was always scared of aliens, and I always was scared. This is going a different direction, but
go for it.
But I was always also scared of ghosts. Which is another thing, that's a whole podcast, do you guys believe in ghosts, and that to me is kind of like the same type of thing, I guess we can talk about them
if we're talking about space ghosts.
Space ghosts, couldn't there be some type of
Everyone's always like, you believe in ghosts, different and then you believe in aliens too. Like,
no, I mean the only thing they have in common is that we have no empirical evidence for each.
Guys,
that's true.
Same thought process, but quite different.
Yeah, they are.
I want to bring to everyone's attention. I brought up a couple lists of all the known alien types there are. I can't believe some of these are serious. There's the gray we're talking about.
What are the amphibians?
Yeah, those are, I think, the lizard people.
Yeah, those are. I mean, those already exist. There's a group in there, and they're serious. The Men in Black. The Men in Black are listed.
No.
You go to ouraliensreal.com. The Men in Black. Oh yeah. So whether the Men in Black are humans or extraterrestrial aliens mimicking a human is still debatable. Some say they're part of the government, and they make sure that alien knowledge is kept from the public.
Wow.
They are described as men wearing black suits, dark glasses, and hats. They would appear after...
They would appear
like,
on your television.
People believe... Like, you guys remember when Men in Black came out.
Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones.
That's not real. You could never cite that as, like, a legitimate... Like, if you were writing a paper for class... You couldn't just cite Men in Black as evidence. But they've done it. People believe in this. People dedicate their lives to this.
This has been Tim's References Men in Black with Chris Bowe.
See, it's really easy to fit that segment in.
I'd be surprised
about space.
I think actually on
I would argue we probably make a Men in Black reference more often on a podcast than not.
We don't even like the movie that much. Like,
I love like Men in Black.
It's yeah, okay. There's some great people in it.
But we've watched a lot of other movies, but much, much more.
You know what, though? Men in Black is one of those movies that I know it's not the best movie in the world.
We've watched like, The Three Musketeers way more.
But Men in Black is one of, like, maybe 12 movies that if it's on TV, I will watch it no matter what.
Yeah, that and, like, Gladiator. There's a bunch of them on there.
Yeah, but Men in Black probably it's probably on my top 10. I will always watch
really?
It.
Independence Day. I do most Will Smith.
Most Will Smith.
You've Got Mail. Yes. I'd rather watch Independence Day than Men in Black.
You've Got Mail.
Well, if you didn't have a choice, though, dude.
Tins, do you know what I was going to get you for your birthday, but I couldn't find it?
What's that?
It was given to me as a gift in, I think, 1999.
So this was going to be an 11-year-old gift?
It was a Burger King Happy Meal toy from the Men in Black series. It was a neuralizer.
Remember that?
And like
holy
what?
It was awesome. It was great. I thought it would be perfect for the party, and then I couldn't find it. It's buried in my basement somewhere. If I ever come across it, it's yours.
Can we all help to uncover this treasure?
Yeah, I bet you can find it on eBay.
Amazing.
Thing is, if one of us, if one of us gets one of those, we're all gonna adhere to those rules.
Yeah, it's true.
That's how we live as people.
I'm gonna be responsible about it. I'm gonna set it to the correct hours, minutes, days, years setting.
Yeah. Well, you have to tell us what that is afterwards. I mean, we can play the game, but we want to do it right.
Yeah.
Why are you holding that pen in front of us again?
The thing is, though, is that he's going to do it so well sometimes where I'm going to have to be like, can you please just tell me how many minutes back we are?
I think there are going to be times where, like, you go out to a really, really cool place, and at the end of the day I want to hear about it, but I've joke neuralized you, like, as soon as you came in the door. And then if you're adhering to the rules, which I know you will, you just won't be able to tell me how your day was.
Well, that sucks, because I had a nice day, I think.
What a dick move.
Well, it's like, you know,
listen to this shit.
You can't have one of those, because someone, if you get into a thing where you're erasing each other's memories, and it becomes like a back and forth thing, someone's gonna take it too far.
That'll be me.
It's like, dude, you wiped out my childhood. It's like, I don't know, you're being a dick. I had a good night Friday and you erased my Friday. It's like,
So I guess we'll never play the neuralizer.
No, because I told you guys I'm gonna be responsible about it.
I'm gonna take pictures of buried. Like, if I'm gonna take pictures of everything so I can have like a memento existence.
That's true. You could live that way.
Yeah.
I just like playing the John Cena "You Can't See Me" game.
It's the best game.
Where you just wave your hand in front of your face like the taunt John Cena does. And then you're invisible to everyone around you.
Which I played often. And I just have to... My girlfriend does it, and I have to deal with it. I was like, where'd you go?
You have to play
the
rules.
That's the rules.
Because tell me, what if I walked into a room, and I shot you in the stomach. And then I put my hand in front of my face and waved it. And I ran out.
Well, I'd be very confused. Why'd you shoot me in the stomach?
You can't. I would probably, if you did why that did to me, I would probably die saying, who was that?
Top shelf, Nero.
What else? I mean, what
else could
way
you
to
say?
Die then?
You go out on a left.
We only have a minute left.
Because I'm choosing to kill you and then share an inside joke.
And then I'd be like, fuck you, Keith. Who was that?
Well, no, you know it's Keith because Keith ran in and then he disappeared.
You didn't see him.
He'd be so confused. Like, it wouldn't even cross his thoughts that Keith actually shot me.
I would love to say words at the funeral being like, man, Biwo died the way he lived, playing stupid improv games. We may never know who shot
Biwo. You're saying that as if the forensic scientists come in and determine that he was killed
I imagine that people not playing the game would just find Keith and then be like, did you shoot him? And
he would have to press up.
I like to assume that the forensic scientists will come in and like, there's footprints going in and then there's just nothing.
This may be unrelated, but what improv team are you affiliated with, Johnson? More than Popeye. Why do you ask?
More than Popeye.
Wait, it's the most Popeye.
This is more than Popeye.
More than Popeye.
So yeah, they're like the cover group of the most.
They're
Popeye.
A tribute group, Dick.
Yeah, they
read the most. Pretty
they
arrogant
write down
tribute
scenes
group.
That they've done in improv shows and perform those scenes verbatim.
On the side, he's a forensic scientist.
Well, no, they'll just play group. Like yeah. a certain player. They'll play like Rojo Johnson and, you know, Jacob the Improviser.
What? What are you talking about?
The tribute improv
yeah,
group.
Okay.
They'll just play like their favorite player in that group.
So you're saying the
like,
most
like the Ringo impersonator in the Beatles
named
group.
Named Rojo Johnson and
Jacob
Improviser.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do that.
I thought we were the most Popeye. Is that our cover name?
Yeah, Rojo. Okay, everyone.
I want to be Rojo Johnson.
If anyone
Rojo
is confused
Johnson,
at home
yeah.
right now. If anyone is confused.
Which you are.
A little secret we're all letting you in on right now. Is Octavarius does have an alter ego. Look out. We came up with the name The Most Popeye.
It's not that alter if we tell him.
That's why
we've
it's
got
a secret.
Like three more. I think we can
yeah, we have
notice.
several alter
our
egos.
Our seven listeners will be.
Yeah. Now look out for The Most Popeye.
So both of you, keep this a secret.
Yeah. So yeah, The Most Popeye. And there's, I love the thought of several Popeye-like people being in there, but one is the most. He's more Popeye than anyone else. He eats more tell. Spinach.
Oh, who's your tribute
arms.
Character? Oh, I'm the third best Popeye.
Everyone's ranked.
That's weird.
Yeah, you're ranked by how fucking Popeye you are.
Oh, is an all-woman's group olives
so
oil?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, space is awesome.
Yeah, we got Popeye.
But I guess you know, in terms of the space and the aliens, is I'm very doubtful that anything could travel to us in a lifetime or lifespan that we're gonna experience anything.
All right, Keith,
but do you
want to make
believe,
a bet?
Do you believe that aliens exist?
You want to
buy
like a super value meal?
A super value meal?
Yeah.
Yeah, super value.
Super
meal.
Value meal.
It'll be in the future if he ever proves me right when super value meals exist.
What's the difference between that and an extra value meal?
They come with Men in Black toys.
Keith, in my mind, when you
get
saying
on it, McDonald's.
Aliens don't exist. Like an alien just came through the window.
Hey,
if it crashed the podcast right now, I would figure out a way to.
Yeah, then possibly. You would owe me a super value meal.
And a Men in Black toy.
And a Men in Black toy.
Yeah.
Keith,
yeah.
you don't want to owe him a super value meal, man.
Yeah,
you don't want to owe anybody anything.
I don't want to be in debt to anybody.
Oh god.
It could be though. Some alien could fall here. Like it could be just some fucking alien. Like an alien bacteria.
I know.
Chris just said,
in
fuck
which
you
case,
that.
In which case, Keith is going to owe you quite a debt.
Yeah, I would have that kind of debt, but
yeah,
if
but
I
mean debts are cool, but space is like this. I mean, it's big.
But if I were to have any monetary debt, I hope there's somewhere somebody in Chicago. I
oh,
call.
Dude! One time I bought something.
Brian, why don't you take us there?
Yeah, well, if you had monetary debt,
yeah,
especially monetary debt of $10,000 or more,
it is
might need consolidation. You might want to call
it's not consolidation. It's debt negotiation.
Resolution.
Resolution. Yes.
I'm sorry. I usually do it so well.
I know you got
it. But I thought Keith was doing it. I was like, oh, he stole my bit.
LP set it up.
I know.
And handed it to me. And
hey.
For me to say no wouldn't have been fair.
What's so. That number, Castelvin?
That's 866-963-2354.
You know what?
Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
Yeah, fuck that. B-Ro. We got to fight on some other planet.
What? Why?
To fight over the right on who gets to do this commercial.
Because it's illegal here.
Because we've ruined this commercial now, so we got to fight over
it. Yeah, pick a planet. Show up.
Be there.
I don't really. I don't really care that much.
I'm going to bring a gun. I'm going to walk in. Kill you.
Just threaten him.
Keith, I'll probably just be at the apartment so you can just wait from there.
I'm gonna be waiting on that Quebec planet.
You pulled a knife Quebec on me. Quebec you Quebec pulled time. A knife on me once, Habersberger.
I did.
I lived.
That's true.
Momentum's on my side now.
Nah, you're probably next to draw a weapon out of the two of us.
No, just draw another one. See what happens.
You just neuralize the both of you.
Boom! What? Who? It was just some gas.
Just gas.
So,
light reflected off a weather balloon.
Good. Mr. Hawking, I hope we answered all your questions about space.
I do. I assume.
Stop writing in.
Yeah, dude, give it a rest, though.
We finally answered one, so please, just listen from now on.
If he wanted to write us again, or someone else wanted to write us again, where would they write to?
Yeah, Makula, tell us.
Hey, Makula's here.
I'm here. You can, through the technology of technology, you can just go to octavarius.com.
How's that spelled?
OctavarIus.
Ooh, that was close.
You guys are all scared because this is Makula's moment for the guys.
Hey, good day.
Now, wow, Makula's moment for the guys.
What's our email address?
That was Makula's moment for the guys.
Wow, wow.
Makula's
moment for the guys.
You don't know the email address, do you?
Hey, it's info. What, mama? It's info. That's info@octavarius.com.
How's that spelled again?
Guy time with Makula.
Hey,
guy wow, time. Wow, Makula, guy time. Wow.
@octav. Where the fuck am I?
AR.IUS.com.
Ooh, man.
Been the podcast, everybody. Check back every Monday for a fresh new episode, and check back on the site throughout the week for space-related posts and shit. So, thanks again for listening. We have been Octavarius. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye! Bye.